This building, there's a buzz. There's no question about it. We're 31. Obviously, that's a little bit later in the draft order, but we've spent a lot of time, myself and Dan Quinn, as well as the rest of our scouting department and our coaching department. So we're ready. We think we're going to pull off a really good football player, whether we move up or move back. We do have the flexibility to do both. We've talked to a lot of different people. I've had a lot of calls over the last probably 3 or 4 days. You know, I think eight, we just like to see who the first one's coming off and see how they start to kind of fall into place, right? Because being at 31, and if we are in fact contemplating a trade up, the only reason that we would trade up is if we see the players that we would be interested in going after. And there may be, quite honestly, at the beginning of the draft, there may be 5 or 8 that we're projecting would be in that area that we'd be picking or potentially moving up. Pretty soon it becomes 3, 4, 2, 1, who knows, right? So we're just very mindful of that. You know, inevitably there's something that comes up that needs to be addressed. Again, people aren't sitting there mulling over videotape trying to figure out if we got the guys right at all. This has much more to do with, you know, sort of the scheme and the approach. And this is when, again, when I'm continuing to have conversations with other organizations. And, you know, I'm a big believer in making sure that you can get some semblance of compensation set up. It's hypothetical, of course, but it helps a lot when you're on the clock or as the draft is going. You have an idea of, hey, this team over here had talked about X, Y, and Z. This team only talked about X and Y. Let's focus on the team that has 3 different ideas of compensation. I think, honestly, to come away with a player that we feel that we, A, really wanted there, of course, a player that we think can be an impact type of player and come in and start for us. We believe we can get some starters out of this draft class as well as we did last year. We felt strongly about that. We continue to believe that, you know, there are players that can come in here and contribute right away, and that's important for us. So I think in the end, if we get the type of player that we want on the field and the type of player that represents us well off, I know that sounds cliche, but it's not. Given Dan Quinn's system and the brotherhood, it is very, very important for us to make sure that we're getting the right sort of team concept players, and we're confident that we have that figured out.